on Jazz FM. This is the Business Breakfast.
And it's coming up to 19 and a half minutes past six. The ex-WPB boss, Sir Martin Sorrell, is reportedly launching a new next-generation ad agency later. It's just weeks after leaving his former firm amid claims of misconduct, although he denied wrongdoing. It's understood he'll take charge of a listed shell company, Derriston Capital, with £53 million worth of investors' cash and his own capital. Well, Nick Howard spoke to Jemima Bird, who launched her own ad super agency, Hello Finch, after 20 years in the industry, and who says Sir Martin is heading into a changing landscape.
I think for me there's a sort of a new social order, especially as millennials and younger people start moving into more top positions at brands. For them it's more about value choice, freedom, speed, control, all of those things that they see in their everyday lives. The millennial of today is already touching 30. And for me, I think they're the people who are very quickly going to be in C-suite positions within the next sort of 5-10 years. And what they want is agility and speed of process. And the traditional agency model simply can't work at that speed or doesn't seem to be able to work at that speed of, you know, 140, 280 characters of Twitterland. So the landscape has changed quite dramatically, and it's happened quite quickly in the last 5 years, whereby clients are now looking for something different to what the traditional model has in the past offered and what Martin Sorrell has been absolutely fantastic in building with WPP.
He is associated with this enormous monolith of a company. Is he up to the challenge of adapting to a smaller, more agile way of working?
I think he's proven throughout his career his ability to change and adapt to different ways of working. Whether or not he can move from that building a conglomerate approach, which he's done with WPP, and changing to what I think millennials really want now, which is individuality. They're looking for independence. They're looking for people who are specialists in one specific thing that can deliver their need for that piece. Martin, I think over the years, has wanted to try and put lots of different companies together to deliver one integrated solution. Whereas I think clients now are looking for something more individual and bespoke for them right here, right now.
It's an industry which is all around us, but it is invisible when it is working right. What's been most surprising to you about setting up the new company?
Yeah, I think clients are bored not knowing where their money is being spent. And I know that from 20 years client side. They sort of sign up with one network agency because they've got a particular expertise in an area. But often that means compromising in something else that they need. And they've, you know, we as clients have traditionally eaten that compromise for the sake of having everything in one place. The reason why I set up Helen Finch is marketing disciplines and distribution channels have become much broader and much more fragmented. So brands want and need expertise across the board. And I think they're much prepared now to work with independent agencies that can pivot around their daily needs rather than just their overarching needs. And I think for Martin Sorrell, one of the things that WPP did so brilliantly over the years is providing that one-stop shop solution, but actually with that came compromise. I knew as a client that I was going to get brilliant one thing, but okay, some other things. What we're trying to do with Hello French is provide brilliant always. And I think that's going to be an interesting piece to see, can he give up that level of control? For me, you have to let your independent agencies live and breathe and be brilliant in order for the overarching in this, you know, the front door, I call it Hello Finch, to be brilliant. Martin's always wanted WPP to be the starring role.
Finally, Jemima, is someone like Martin Sorrell getting back into the industry good or bad news for you? Is it good to have somebody, a big name like him, as competition?
I think it's brilliant. I mean, I think Martin Sorrell, you know, he comes with a lot of detractors, but I think what he's done for the industry, because himself not a marketeer, he's brought a level of business professionalism to it. He's brought innovation over the years. I think the fact that he doesn't want to leave an industry with nothing to prove, he's proven everything. The fact that he wants to get back into it and look at developing a new way, I think is only a good thing. And I see it as more testament and value to what we're trying to do rather than it directly competition.
That was Jemima Finch, head of ad agency Hello Finch, speaking to Nick Howard. Let's rejoin Julian Chillingworth, Chief Investment Officer at Rathbones, who was listening to that. I mean, this is an important move. Do you think it's too soon? Should he have kept his head down, do you think, for a bit longer?
Well, I think Sir Martin is not one to keep his head down, is he? So, I mean, I don't think that one can be totally surprised by this move. And obviously, he's trying to replicate again what he did with Warren Plastics those many years ago. The environment, obviously, as your commentator made the point several times, is changing dramatically. And the way in which people look at brands, and it's more about experience and how you place those brands on the internet, etc., has changed a lot. And I think it will be very interesting to see who else Sir Martin Sorrell can attract into this new venture. If he can get some younger big names within the industry to join him, then I think it could well turn out to be quite an exciting new escapade for him and for them.
What should investors think about this, given that there is suspicion that this might be floating at some stage?
Well, I think, obviously, investors... people have been discussing for some time where WPP is going and the industry generally, and that's across the whole of the developed world, US agencies as well as UK agencies. And so it's changing very fast, and I think that that's got to be taken on board, and the way in which we look at advertising as consumers and placing ads is changing quite quickly as well. So from the point of view, I'm sure if he were to float it tomorrow, so to speak, it would go well, because he has a great brand name himself.
It must be very difficult, actually, coming to terms with the media landscape, though. Let's take the ad agencies and all the rest of them, put the television and print, et cetera, in there, because it is all changing very rapidly. It must be very difficult to have a handle on it, I have to say.
Yes, and I was saying to Nick earlier, we recently produced a paper, which I'll share with you at another time.
Right.
And I think that it is changing a lot, and it's really trying to establish what the new format is going to be. I suspect it's very analogous to the way in which advertising changed at the turn of the 19th to 20th century with billboards. And so consequently, I think we're going through now an internet phenomenon, which was similar. And those people who came up with the winning formula were successful. And this time around, I think it's about sharing experiences with the people you're selling to and getting them involved more socially than you might have done by just placing an ad on TV to try and sell soap powder.
Precisely what Jemima Bird was saying, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
You've got to engage with these people. That'll be very interesting. I look forward to discussing that with you.